Thank you guys for tuning in to the Century 21 Property Advisors podcast today. Make sure you like and share if you got value, and spread the knowledge.
Okay, this will not create this 110. This will be free for the seller. So, little confusing. Okay, additional coverages. Homes over 5,000 square feet. I cover a ton of those out here in this area. Those are always going to be special quotes. Please call me, reach out to me, tell me what you have. I need to know what square footage it is. I need to know how old it is. I need to know, does it have a pool? What does it have? So that way I can get you that perfect number, that new magic number for that. Multifamily properties, those are all listed in the brochure. Duplexes, triplexes, fourplexes. Don't have to call me on those unless you need something specific. They're all listed. New construction, I've brought some great flyers over here for you. I love the new construction plan. We've sold more of it this past 2 years than we ever have because they get 4 years of coverage for 610. If you think about it, the warranty's 405 per year. New construction gets it all 4 years for 610. We can either start it on year 1 through 4 or 2 through 5. We can do it either way, but always let me help you with that because the system won't distinguish how you want that. So I need to go in and make a note that we're starting this on year 1 or year 2. So don't forget about your new construction people if you're doing that. Let them know that they have this option. A lot of times they think, oh, I don't need it, it's new construction. We were talking about it earlier that I had one, the blower motor had, well, no, it was the compressor on this one, had gone out. 3 years old, they had the new construction plan. It was going to be $600 retail. Carrier was going to ship the compressor. Homeowner has to pay for the shipping and labor. But when they have the warranty, we pay for the shipping and labor. It just would cost $75. That's what the service fee is. So it does come in handy for the new construction, more than they know.
So the 210 warranty that we normally get the buyers to buy, the builders to build and provide, yes. Sometimes they won't provide that. But most of the time they do. So this would come into play.
It would start on year two. We would want to start it on year two. Mm-hmm. Some builders are doing like a 110. Some do a 210. Mm-hmm. I've got three builders out in Joshua that are only doing structural. They're doing our new construction on every single home. So they're offering the 4 years. We're starting it on year one. They're only paying for the structural. So it can be structured a lot of different ways. Okay. But they just don't know about it unless they hear it from you guys. Okay. All right, 14's here. Let's talk about HVAC because, you know, since 2016, 13 SEER systems can no longer be installed. We can only legally install a 14 SEER system. Excuse me. And that changes it. Let me get a drink. That changes it from Freon to Puron, which is really important to know the difference because most of us still have that old R22 Freon-based unit. The units now are Puron 410A units. So what happens here is sometimes we have to replace the outdoor unit and it's still an old R22 unit. If it is not going to be compatible with the indoor unit, we will replace both of those units. So really important to know the difference there. I probably have more calls now than I've ever had each day wanting to know, what are you doing about it? The homeowner wants to know, can you tell me what the difference is? So we came up last year with our big HVAC coverage. That's the only way we know how to describe it because we are covering the 14 SEER. We will install the new 14 SEER Puron units if we cannot repair the unit, the old unit. There is no dollar limit on refrigerant. That means we cover Freon and Puron at 100%. Okay, it's about, just to give you an idea, it's about $900 just to fill up a compressor with the old R22. And sometimes we have to do that. If we're just replacing the compressor, we have to recapture all that old junk and put in the new. That's about $900, so we do cover that. Inside and outside compatibility, That just means if we're running into putting in one unit, maybe we're putting in the heat system, it's no longer going to be compatible with the outdoor, we're going to replace both. Excuse me. Repair and replace, there's no size limit. There's no limit on the units that we cover. We cover a lot of big homes. So if the home had 6 5-ton units, we're going to cover them all. And there is still $0, I don't think it's up here, but there's $0 limit for the buyer on HVAC. The seller only has that $1,500 limit. Buyer has $0 limit. Goodness. Okay, mini split systems. We've added that on. Most of my mini splits seem to be out here on the lake. So that's just a smaller unit, more efficient way to cool and heat your home. Excuse me, I got choked up. So just wanted to let you know we added those. We also added on window units and wall-mounted units too. Okay, limitations. I think this is really important. I want to show you where this is because a lot of homeowners want to know. On page 9, we have it clearly written right here. There's only about 11 limits in our whole warranty. So a lot of times if you'll compare it to others, there's many different limits all throughout. We only have about 11. So, excuse me. If you wanted to know what we covered, just like on septic tank system, it's a $500 payout on that. So if we had to pump it, it would pay up to $500. If we had to replace that aerobic pump, it would cover up to $500. We do everything wholesale, so you wouldn't have to worry about that. That's going to be covered. Aerobic pumps usually cost us around $400. So I just think it's good to know that we've got that in there. Okay, so who, when, how? All right, who orders the home warranty? I think the agent should, myself. That's why I put that up there first. That means either calling me, letting me help you, or creating your online. That way you always know that your clients are getting the company they wanted, they're getting the plan they wanted. If you let title do that, make sure they know what company your buyer wants. Make sure they know what options, because every day when I'm ordering these, I get them from title and they're like, hey, all I got is you and $500. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. So then I have to reach back out to you. Hey, how do we want to spend this? So either reach out to me, let me help you with that order. That way we can talk through it, or be sure and let title know the details of what you want. Because a lot of times what happens is they'll take that $500 and they'll match it to whatever they can find. And then I'll get a call, hey, my septic's out, I want to make a claim on that. And I look it up and they have refrigerator coverage. They don't have septic coverage. And they're like, well, who ordered this? I'm like, ouch. You know, I don't know, I have to go back and look. Normally it's title, they just didn't know what you guys wanted. So make sure they know. When on the seller's coverage, as immediately, as soon as that goes into the MLS, you want to order your seller's coverage. Don't wait till right before inspection, because that's just going to set the wrong tone for the seller, because if something comes up the next day on the inspection, it might not be covered. It's only been in place a day. So why not go ahead and put it on as soon as you put it in the MLS? That's going to bring a much better situation for your seller if they have a claim. Buyer's coverage, typically after the option period is a great time to do that, but things are closing really quickly. So I think, especially with the seller's coverage that we offer too, order that buyer's plan earlier rather than later, because in our system now, anytime you order a buyer's plan from us, it automatically adds that free version of seller's. That's kind of different. Nobody else does that in the industry. So how does that benefit you? Because what was it? Only about 10% of agents use seller's coverage. So what if that seller's agent doesn't have coverage and that water heater goes out a week before closing and they say, hey, we're going to have to go back to the negotiating table. My seller doesn't have $1,500 to fix this water heater. You could say, hey, I've already got the buyer's plan ordered, and I have free seller's coverage on my buyer's plan. Would you like to use it? Let's get this water heater fixed and let's move on down the road. So I think that's a great option that we've added on. We just added it on July 3rd. I haven't had a claim with it yet, but I'm excited to get one.
Yeah.
You know, because I really want to see how it's going to work. So, but it's just really me out here talking to you guys to let you know. So if you've ordered your buyer's plan with us, something comes up on the seller side, just remember, you've got buyer seller's coverage with us. Even though you're just working with the buyer, it's free, it's automatic, okay? And then ordering, super easy. You can set up
your
own.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Like, I've always waited until the very end out of pure procrastination of not
yes,
doing it.
Yes, I know that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's big.
But we just added that on July the 3rd.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, I would say order them immediately, just in case something comes up. Mm-hmm. What if termites comes up on the inspection and the seller's agent doesn't have anything in place, which is real common, because most agents just really don't understand how sellers work, so they just don't order it. You can say, hey, I've got coverage for your termites. Would you like to use it? And you just call me and I help you make that claim because I need to add the seller's name. Because a lot of times when you order, you're just adding the buyer. Mm-hmm. I need to add that seller's name, and then we just dispatch the, we use Kim Wise or Wise Kim out here,
right.
And they do a great job on the termites. Termites, I don't know if I mentioned that, if we've already gone over there, but it does have a $200 copay. It usually takes about $1,500 to treat for termites for us. Seller or buyer pays $200 up front. They pay the first $200 of that. So still a steal. Okay, order page here. Let's see, why did we put this in here? I think this is just showing you how easy it is. You're just gonna put in the property type, the address, zip code, next. Super easy if you wanna order online. But I'm, like I said, I'm always here to help you with your orders. Okay, the waiver, I always seem to forget about this, but I wanted to throw it in here because I don't know if you guys or every brokerage has a waiver for you to use, but I think it's really important for you as agents to cover yourself any chance you get. So the waiver has always been in here. That's why this back page is perforated. So I think this comes in handy if the buyer declines the home warranty. If they say, no, I'm just really not interested. Well, what proof do you have that you talked to them and they denied it? I think it's good to have them sign it and just hit decline and then upload this, however you keep your documents. So that way if they move in and a month goes by and they're looking at replacing a $13,000 AC system and they come back to you and say, well, why didn't you talk to me about a home warranty? You can say, well, I did, but here you go. Here's your waiver.
Okay, so you guys have heard what? That you cannot recommend home warranty.
Right.
You've heard that.
Yep.
Okay? Technically, you can't. Okay? But you can give them three. Mm-hmm. And if they ask you the question, for my home, which one? Okay? You could say, well, if it were me buying your home, I would buy this one.
Yes.
I mean, that's
mm-hmm.
a very gray line, but as long as you've given them three...
Three. You can always say, you know, this lady is
local.
That's
who I have my,
who
I use personally. That usually takes care of
this.
I've had this one on my own home or had, you know, not heard anything or maybe just, you know, this person's local, give them the card.
Yeah.
They're always happy to talk to them. You know, it's always, sometimes it's better if I talk to them and just tell them about the coverage and have them pick out their plan. You know, even if we're comparing, I'm usually comparing to three different plans. Sometimes they stay, sometimes they go. So, but just anything that you can put off on me, do, you know, that I can help you with.
9 times out of 10, if something happens, they're going to say, my agent didn't even tell me what a home warranty was.
Yeah, right.
And with this, you would have proof that you did.
Yeah, or if you have your buyers and sellers call me, I can do that. You know, take that off of you.
Yeah.
But I think this waiver gets overlooked a lot.
Yeah.
Some brokerages have one, but I find most don't, and they just maybe hadn't thought about that. So...
Thank you guys for tuning in to the Century 21 Property Advisors podcast today. Make sure you like and share if you got value, and spread the knowledge.